Ordinary Kaipara, quite rightly, is with us for Kōrero today. We're on the countdown now to the big decision, which is on September 6th. But your voting pack should have arrived at your place by now. And if they haven't, then please make contact and ask why. Te tuhine, hoki mai, good to talk with you again. Ordinary, ngā mihi.
Morena, kia ora Dale.
Hi there. Tēnā koe. Paero atu, Ordinary. You guys have been doing the rounds, haven't you? Mata and the Hui and Taumuth Moana, Wātea debates. You know each other very well by the end of this campaign, I'd suspect, Ordinary. Tēnā koe. Thank you for joining us. How are you finding that, sort of bouncing from place to place, talking your talk? I mean, it's quite grueling, isn't it?
It is a grueling path, and that is why, you know, a decision such as the one I've made to put my hand up and contest, you know, put myself forward, is not one that's made lightly. And so I do really take my hat off to anybody that's putting themselves forward for a public servant role, whether it's at national level, local governance, or, you know, regional council. It's a mammoth task. It's been a huge week, but not, you're right. Feeling a lot more closer, but more familiar too with this environment and this side of Penny, and I, and I'm sure he's picked up a lot, learned a lot from me and this side of who I am in the last week.
Yeah, well, it's quite different, isn't it, from asking questions to being forced to answer them, and everyone's hanging on your every word. I know that the media are besotted with political commentary, but, you know, when you're not involved as a journalist or as a politician, sometimes life drifts on, doesn't it, Ordinary? So it's quite different turf to find yourself in. Look, the hot topic, really, and one I want to touch on with you, is to do about the demise of Taka Whaiora, with the case in the High Court at the moment challenging its disestablishment. Now, you'll have some thoughts, the party have as well. Share them, please, about where you think that has left what started off as a neat idea but never really got the support to get moving.
Yeah, I mean, the case is before the courts, and the fact that, you know, it's taking a lot of time and a lot of funds and a lot of energy away from our community champions, our community leaders. I saw a bit of, you know, the updates from through Māori media on what's happened in court. You know, they had their time in court yesterday. And seeing Lady Tūreiti Moxon, you know, speak as eloquently as she does, just to see the pain, frustration and the, not fatigue, but the fact that we have still our kuia, our koroa, our leaders leading these tough fights. So, you know, it just goes to show that this government has no ounce of care whatsoever for tangata whenua, but for the advancement of Māori in general, right across the board. They would rather invest in areas that further out the disparities, that create further gaps between us, and that ensure Māori stay well below the poverty line and feature heavily overrepresented in all the worst health statistics. Very clear where Te Pāti Māori stands on this. We are absolutely standing beside those rōpū, te puna hauroa o mā tātua. It's an unfolding. Every day there's something new, and it's the same case with Te Aka Whaiora. Like, there is absolute want and need from within our party to ensure there is a independent Māori health authority. We have always backed that, the Tino Rangatiratanga I Mana Motuhake of Māori, by Māori, for Māori, to Māori. And so last night I did go on the record to say, and this was in consultation with the leaders who were right there at the time, to say that, you know, we dream big, we think big, in terms of what transformational change is required for Māori and for all of Aotearoa New Zealand to achieve, you know, what was promised in Te Tiriti. But it's $5 billion, no less, that is required to be invested towards an independent Māori health authority so that it cannot be destroyed overnight by any future government. That is a lofty dream, But if I think of what Tā Apirana Ngata said and what we have always known as whai a tēsi kaurangi ki te tūohu koe me he maunga teitei. If you are to succumb to anything, make sure it is a lofty mountain. $5 billion is nothing when this government can pluck out figures and money, real money, and invest it towards issues like, well, not issues, but invest in military, invest in drones. $12 billion to invest in drones for a war that we should have no part in. In fact, we should sanction Israel right now, you know. I'm not digressing, but everything is interrelated and interconnected, and it does go back to funding, ultimately.
Well, let's stay on the Gaza issue, because it too is a hot topic. We've got this mix of what's deemed to be personal comments and party-backed comments. I think Penny found himself a little in that sort of space when he said aye to the repeal of gang patches, which we'll touch on in a moment. First, Gaza. The word is spineless, then that's what's been used by the co-leader of the Greens. How would you describe New Zealand's reaction to what is occurring in Gaza and the Palestinian state?
What's happening in Gaza can only end when every single nation, every single person who has a voice outside of Gaza stands up and fights for what is right, irrespective of, you know, our race, our background, our history, you know, united as humans right across the board. It is our duty of care to call out the bad, call out the genocide, and sanction Israel. That is exactly my own personal, but also my political opinion, not an opinion, but my stance. Te Pāti Māori is vehemently opposed in condemning the war on Gaza and the genocide, the cult ethnic cleansing that is occurring on the daily. So the longer we delay, you know, genocide isn't delayed, it's occurring every single minute of every single day. And so that's why there is a sense of urgency. I mean, how could you not be, you know, passionate or driven to change when we see the photos, we see the footage? It's right, you know, right in front of us every minute. To ignore the pictures or to ignore the fact that the genocide is happening is spineless, is an act of, you know, complicit. You're complicit in it. So we're calling also this government a spineless one because it chooses to delay, it chooses to allow for the ambassador of Israel to remain in Aotearoa, which shows that we're all complicit in it. That's why we're free Palestine now. We must sanction Israel now, and we must do our utmost best to ensure that we stand in solidarity, not just with the people of Palestine, but all Indigenous peoples right across the board.
Tēnā koe, thanks for that perspective. Now, repealing the gang patch bill, they've been banned. What issues do you have with it? Some would say, oh, we've done, as a nation, we've done a good thing, but on Wednesday night here at Wāti, you said, no, we would repeal that gang patch legislation. Why so?
Yes, that's right. Well, it's targeting, it's stereotyping. As we know, Māori make up a great proportion of those who have found themselves as part of the gang whānau, the gang people, and that's exactly it. Take away the word gang. Hey, the stigma's gone already, but the minute you apply a title or a term like that, gang, on people who were forced into these situations as a result of colonisation and everything that this government, not this government, current government, but previous governments, you know, if you learn, we take the time to actually delve into the problem and the why that is always overlooked is the why. How did we come to this? How did we become a part of gang life? How did we, you know, be driven, how were we driven to, you know, find connection within situations we have no other choice? You know, I'm not making excuses, but I come, every Māori that I know is connected to someone who is a part of the gang. So when we look at it, it's a holistic view, it's a Māori worldview. When you apply a legislation that intentionally, seemingly or not, targets Māori, it's not okay. It will never be okay. Not without the consultation and proper consultation with Māori from a kaupapa Māori and tiriti-centric standpoint. That is why we are vehemently opposing the gang patch, the banning of gang patches, because at the end of the day, it's not the patch That is the problem. It is the system and the systemic injustices, the institutional racism that exists, that is the real, real problem, root cause of all these problems. People don't play up because they find it enjoyable. No, these are hurt people who are being hurt further by being further marginalised and impoverished into situations where, hey, they're left to fend for themselves.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there. Prison voting too, then, you think should still be a right?
Yes, well, currently, and the confusion really, I mean, it was confusing for us when we had our candidate briefing because it came right at the moment this government, you know, put forward its another legislation, and that was, you know, to do with the elections and going into the general election next year. Anyway, at the moment, they pushed that forward. We were having a discussion with the candidates, with the Electoral Commission, about just clarity for our whānau, so we can inform our whānau who can vote and who can't. Where is the tamaki boundary? So very, very simple questions to the Electoral Commission. And then it wasn't until that briefing when we realised, hey, actually prisoners are still voting. There are three voting booths within that are going to be placed in prisons here in Tāmaki Makaurau. You know, so key information isn't really being put out there at all in a very clear, concise and informative way so that our voters, our Māori voters, can understand who and who can't. So the old rule still exists right now, which is those who are in prison, who are on remand or who have been convicted and sentenced to no more than 3 years inside, they are still eligible to vote. Beyond 3 years, no, you can't vote. But what's happening right now, and under this coalition of chaos, is that there's going to be there is already a bill that basically bans anybody and everybody who gets on the wrong side of law and ends up in prison, bans them all from voting. And that's, you know, that's a breach of human rights, your basic human rights. You know, you don't punish somebody who's made a mistake, who does need support to get back on track. Don't punish them from being a part of society, because then how can we rehabilitate or reconnect those who have made bad calls or bad choices in life back into society? There's, you know, it's a consideration of the holistic approach that we've always known as Māori, that the way forward is not by punishment, but by sitting down and caring for the person and the whakapapa that comes with them.
Tēnā koe, Aurini. All the best on the hustings. I know we've got a couple more weeks, but appreciate you spending time with
weeks,
us.
Dale.
Ka pai. It's meaningful, purposeful and important work. So all the best to you and your team out on the ground. And if you're listening in today or watching, please encourage our whānau to vote. We have low turnout numbers, but hopefully here in the Tāmaki Makaurau electorate, we can be part of a tide of change with our stats. Aurini Kaipara, standing proudly for Te Pāti Māori, and she seeks your vote. It's now up to you. Thank you, Aurini. Ngā mihi e te tuhine. Kia ora wā tukue. Aurini Kaipara. You're with 603 Urban Māori Radio.